Good morning.
Morning.
Am I the first one to start talking?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got involved in redoing a couple of slides, and when I do that, my brain just gets stuck in there, and I forget what I'm doing. I've been calling and waiting to come on the call for probably 15 or 20 minutes, but then I started doing something and got sidetracked. I'm sorry.
Hi, Ruth.
This is Paulette in Minneapolis, and I'm going to go on mute.
Hi, Paulette. I am anxious to hear more about your program you're doing.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want me to say anything now, or do you want to talk another time?
We'll wait a bit.
Okay.
You find out who else is on here sitting waiting for me.
Hey, Ruth. This is Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry.
Hi. I got a 9.
All righty.
Yay.
Okay. Good going, Sherry. Who else? Everybody gave up on me.
Nancy's here, Ruth. Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
I did come in on the host line because I wondered where you were.
I was here. I was working on the 10 points of a perfect business opportunity, and it includes the problems. And so I got to working on my obesity slides, actually. I had an answer, but I didn't have very much of a list of a question. One slide, the one I was working on just when I finally woke up to the fact that I was supposed to be doing something else, I have that guy, the supersized America picture, and then I have the facts are in the news. I don't even feel like I need to write the facts. Everybody knows that they're horrible.
Yep.
And then I have the obesity increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, autoimmune diseases, inflammation, arthritis, and depression. But then I put at the bottom of the slide, what will it do to you? And I thought, boy, that's what we need to pay attention to. If we don't do something about our life, what is it going to do to us if we don't make these choices?
On the Today Show this morning, they had a boot camp for overweight kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they said 30% of children, I think like 8 to 11 or whatever the age was, are overweight, and half of them are obese.
Wow,
and I think obesity has increased like 30% in the last, I forget how many years, in kids.
It has increased 30%, or 30% of the kids in school are
obese? I think it said both.
Oh.
They said 30% of kids ages something to 11 are overweight, and half of those are obese. And then they said obesity has increased in children. I believe it said 30% in the last 10 or 20 years, whatever it was. I couldn't write down, so I didn't, whatever I can remember in my head, but
we had when I was in
staggering
school,
anyway.
Wow, when I was in school, there were 100 of us in our grade level in our little town of Okanagan, and just about all of us went all the way through school together, and there was one girl
mm-hmm.
that I remember being overweight.
Yep.
Out of 100.
Yeah. And it's interesting how you remember who she is.
That is interesting.
I wonder if she still has a weight problem.
I pretty much remember who they all are since you go to school with them for 12 years.
Wow.
Pretty much. Yeah, I wonder what happened to her.
Hmm.
Okay, anyone else? Some other people have joined us. Are you going to want to speak up and tell me where you're calling from? And if you have your points, give me those.
Good morning, Ruth. This is Linda Brown. I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington, and I have 8.
All right. Get going, Linda.
Thanks.
Glad to have you on the call and hear you back again. Well? Okay. I've been traveling a bit, talking to people, and it's been really, really interesting, so maybe I'll tell you a little bit about our week. Went to Utah. First appointment, talked to the people who were the LDS missionaries. I told some of you I was going. Talked to the LDS missionaries, they're people who've retired and are church, and they're teaching wellness to people, and people seem to need to be taught wellness. You know, you think about it, you wouldn't think people would have to be taught about how to stay well, right? Aren't they supposed to do that in health school when we're growing up? But I think somehow we got confused. Who's on here talking with me? Who has some comments? Did you guys all mute? I'm at star four. Maybe you can't hear me.
Paulette. I'm mute, but I, you know, all that you're saying is so, you know, what you were saying and then what Nancy had said, and, you know, this, it's so pervasive in our society right now. It seems like we really have a huge job, doesn't it?
It seems kind of overwhelming.
You know what? It does, and people who are wanting to lose weight, it's overwhelming for them. You know, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard, I don't know what to do, I just don't know what to do.
Paulette, have
they tried so many things?
Paulette?
Yes.
Have any of the friends of your kids gotten on the bandwagon with your kids?
No.
No?
Well, actually, I have, you know, I have some close friends of theirs that are far more extreme than we are in terms of eating. I mean, they've gone completely 100% organic and in a way that I can't go. I mean, I'm not going to go that route, like, you know, to the extreme of never eating anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a set of people that are that way. For the most part, you know, my kids' friends and their families are pretty, you know, American, you know, in how they function. So
I applaud your kids for doing this. I am in awe how strong you've influenced them.
Well, it's still a process. I mean, I don't
yeah.
want to take extra credit, but
sure.
but my, you know, my, I mean, my main thing, and I can, and this is what I've said to people over and over as we have been in this test set. I've drawn a circle with the lifestyle program. It's a circle, and when they know when they get off the circle, and they know how they feel when they're off the circle, and they know how to get back onto the circle. That's the key, and I mean that's what it is for me as well. I mean I feel like you all have drawn a circle for me, and I know when I'm off that circle, and I know how to get back onto that circle, and so that has helped me and my kids. I mean, I'm thankful that, especially my daughter. I mean, my boys still, they have a better conversation about it now. We have, you know, we don't have pop or anything that we had a year ago, which I know seems strange that maybe it's not be a big deal for some people, but we had a lot of pop in our house, and we don't anymore. And so, I mean, just making, you know, one major switch has made a huge switch in our whole world, you know.
So when they go to, say, a party, what do they do?
They still drink pop.
Okay.
Yeah, my boys do. My daughter is less inclined. She drinks water.
But what about all the garbage that's around?
I would say that my boys, they still do.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is more selective, but,
wow.
you know, she still does. You know, I mean, talk about those things, but she, I know she's making better selective choices.
That's wonderful.
And I mean, she's 12, and so my thought is, you know, as she gets older, as a teen, she'll have this circle to go back to, and
mm-hmm.
it'll really make a difference to her when she's 15, 16, and she doesn't want to be overweight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And the circle represents balance.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I mean that's the whole. I mean, it is for me. I mean, I feel like a kid sometimes when I'm eating candy or whatever. You know, I mean, I'm not a perfect specimen of anything either, but I just know that I know the circle to get back onto. You know, even the call, you know. I mean, people that I've talked to along the way and, you know, talking about what to do, they say, well, what's the key? And I said, the key is support and hearing someone else say what's going on. And because, or getting a pointer, it's one piece of information that'll, you know. So, anyway, I think.
That was great.
I'm not kidding you guys. Our family sounds a lot the same. The girls stay on pretty well, but then they go off a little bit. But it's made a huge difference. in the way that they eat. And then they go to some event, and if they're served a meal, and they just have a conniption, there was nothing there to eat. Usually they'll say, there's nothing. There was no protein. What are we supposed to eat? And they just can't understand why there's no balance there.
And your girls are how old, Ruth?
18, 19.
Yeah.
And this has been for the past few years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paulette, it's so smart to start them so young. I think it's great.
Oh, really, really good. Some of the others I know are doing the same thing with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. So then, the next day, I didn't go to that one with Suzanne, but the next day, Suzanne had an appointment for us, and we met with these people who are meeting with companies, who are teaching the people who work in the companies wellness. And so I thought that was really interesting, that they're building a whole business around wellness, and that will continue popping up more and more probably, but they're not specifying any products. Some of you hear Vance's call on Saturday, and they're talking about different ways to find more people to talk to. And a few years ago, we were going to companies and having customer or employee appreciation days, and in doing so, getting some contacts. But the success level just wasn't that high. It wasn't. Actually, I think it just wasn't quite the right time. I think if we went and did that now, we would probably find that we had a lot more customers and a lot more people just saying, yes, I'm interested in wellness. It just seems to me that everybody I talk to is interested in wellness. So I had with me on my laptop a presentation that was kind of a generic wellness presentation, and the person that sat by me in the airplane, I was going to go to sleep, but that person decided they wanted to talk, and they were very, very interested in wellness, and so I whipped out my laptop and gave a presentation on the airplane. Again, and they were extremely interested and definitely wanted to get back together. She had a partner on there with her, so they were both wanting me to visit with them when they got back. So the interest is certainly there, and the timing is certainly right for us to teach people, but it almost seems like it's so overwhelming, like we were saying. There's just, everybody needs to know. Then another one that was really very exciting was Suzanne had set up an appointment with Orrin Hatch, U.S. Senator's office, with his personal assistant, and she and a person who's in charge of health came and visited. We went into the office, and they visited with us, and they were very excited about what we had to say. They seemed extremely interested and wanted to have more information. So it's a time to talk to people. We've got an overwhelming job before ourselves. But this morning, we want to be sure that on our support call here, that we are offering the help that we have, because a big part of our lifestyle program is that we are supporting people in getting started with a program, and then we support each other as we go along. So does anyone on the call, is anyone new? Does anyone want to let us know that you're out there, and so we can greet you? And then does anyone new or not new have any questions?
I'm new. This is
Hello.
Anne. Hi. I'm new. My name's Anne.
Can either star 4 or talk right into the mic so we can.
Okay, is that better?
Oh, that's a whole lot better.
Okay, sorry about that. This phone's kind of flat, so it's
yeah.
Not right. And probably not.
Okay, so your name and where you're calling from?
My name's Ann, and I'm calling from Boise, Idaho.
Well, hi, Ann from Boise. So, and this is your first call?
Yeah, what does it mean on the points?
The points, that's a very good question and very important. We have 10 points that we came up with right from the beginning, and 5 of those points are for the food we eat. We have 3 balanced meals, and we teach about the balance. And so the breakfast, the lunch, and the dinner, that gives you 3 points if you get those lifestyle balance. And that's what we teach you how to do. And then we have 2 snacks. And so that's 3 and 2. That's 5 points for the food we eat. And the easiest way to follow that is to go online to our website, www.ybehurtin. Are you familiar with that, Ann? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I hadn't been.
You have been on it?
No, I haven't. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, that is spelled the letter Y, the letter B, H-U-R-T, the letter N as in Nican, .com, or .biz, go .biz. It's all on .biz now. All the lifestyle things are.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's Y-B-H-U-R-T-N?
That's correct.
Okay.
.biz.
B-I-Z,
I think. And then on that site, there are 3 charts, or charts for carbohydrates, charts for protein, and charts for fat. And you can print those off, and then you'll have the very best blocks for your protein, carbohydrates, and fats.
Uh-huh.
And you can choose those. For the meals, you want 3 blocks of protein, 3 blocks of carb, and 3 blocks of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then the other thing that you want to do is to go to Blue Ribbon Video or Focus on Growth and order the Lifestyle Pack. Or have you already done that?
Not yet.
Okay.
She has the zone book.
Do you have the information?
Book.
Yeah, I have the book.
Okay. Do you have the information?
I have a chart, too.
Oh, you have a chart also?
Yeah.
Somebody's taking good care of you. Okay. But you can go to either Blue Ribbon or Focus on Growth and order the pack if you need to, or you can just work with those and the points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you have two of the parts, the most... two most important parts. Well, the block chart that you have then is the whole block chart, so you might not need to get the one off the YB Hurtin site.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the rest of the points. Who would like to give her the rest of the points?
This is Sherry Ruth.
Okay, Sherry.
Hi, we get a point for taking a 30-minute walk, brisk walk, excuse me, with our cardio strides on. Sorry.
You want a star four? We can hear
you
better.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, how's that?
Oh, that's a lot better.
Okay. All right, so we got the 30-minute walk with our cardio strides, a brisk walk, and then at least 8 glasses of PyMag optimized water, and preferably... I understand preferably half of your body weight in ounces, if that's more than 8, but at least 8. And journaling, and I find that really important because if I don't journal, it's hard to remember. That's why I got a 9 yesterday because I didn't journal until later, and for the life of me, I couldn't remember what protein I had for lunch. I'm thinking, did I skip my protein? Usually I would be hungry, so I'm thinking I didn't, but I can't remember. It's just a blank. And then we get a point for our nutritionals, too, taking our supplements. I don't know if I missed anything. Did I miss anything?
Journaling, walking,
sleep.
Sleeping.
Sleep.
Nutritionals.
Sleep. Somebody said sleep. 8 hours of sleep.
Journaling, walking, sleeping, and nutritionals, and...
Water.
I should have written them down when she was saying them. Okay, good job, Sherry. Thank you. Okay, and Anne, do you have any questions?
What does journaling do for you?
What does journaling do for you? Oh, let's let everybody tell what journaling does for them. journaling, like Sherry says, keeps me on track, and I'm writing these things down. If I'm going to know that, you know, we ought to have one big one. It's planning and making a decision. Making a decision, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get it done, makes a huge difference to me. That means I am going to write it in my journal. At the end of the day is when I do my journaling. With those last supplements, I have my journal page right there. There's journal pages on the website, and you can just, for a whole week, and I just go check, 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 and then I write what I ate on each for each of the meals. That, as I plan to do that, and I do it, I know I'm going to write it down, that makes me get it done. So it just, it keeps me on track. Who else? Some have had really good results because of journaling. Hello.
Well, Bruce, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Sorry, I got here a little bit late, but, you know, I've always, any program I've ever been on, journaling's been very important, and the thing is, it lets us know how we're feeling. That's the main thing for me, is if I've goofed, I can go back and see, you know, why I'm hungry or why I'm tired or, you know, whatever, and I can usually go back and see that it was because of something that I had eaten at the last meal.
Yeah, thank you, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh.
Or not eaten. Sometimes if we...
Not eating.
Sometimes if we forget to eat the fat, we're going to be hungry.
Right.
That's right.
That's also a good place if you're weighing yourself every day to put your weight, because it keeps it all together.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Nancy. I find that when people journal and then they write how they feel also, if they were hungry, if they did get hungry in between meals or they did get tired, and they will write that down then and have written what they had to eat. When they come on the call and they want some help, well, you know, I was so hungry. We've had a lot of people would say that, and then they would tell us what they ate. And we could say, we will be asking, okay, what did you have for that meal? What did you have for that meal? And they have their journal there, then we can answer the question quite well. And so it really helps when we're trying to give some support. So some of the people have been on and they just say, they have told us that the journaling is what really keeps them on track. But it really helps us on the call to be able to be helpful. Okay, any other questions from anyone? Or Anne, you may ask more than one. There's no quota.
Oh, that's the only question I had.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to our call. Glad to have you on.
I don't have a question, but if you remember a couple of times I've mentioned about putting the sponge in the nuke. This was on our news last week that if you put it in there for 2 minutes, it sterilizes it. And then the next day, they had a follow-up story that somebody put it in there dry, and it caught fire. So make sure if you're going to put your sponge in the nuke that you wet it.
I was just wondering that when you said 2 minutes.
Wow.
I remember one time our son put a paper bag with some popcorn kernels in it. We thought we'd pop the popcorn in it, and it caught on fire.
Ooh. No, I don't know. I don't know why I started doing that, but I figured it was a good thing to do once a day, and I never even considered putting it in dry. I never even thought of it until it came up in the news last week.
Don't put it in dry.
Don't put it in dry.
I throw mine in the washer
and
dryer.
Oh, I do that too, once a week, but I nuke it once a day. So, and I don't put it in for 2 minutes. I just push a button, and when it's finished, it's finished.
Probably 1 minute would get it.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you for giving us that update. That's an important one.
Yeah. I don't want to be responsible for somebody's fire.
Okay, somebody know where we are in our little book, because I've been out of town and I didn't find that out.
Somebody had a question I just heard.
Oh, I just would like to give my points quickly.
Hey, Arla.
Anyway. Hi. Yes.
You're found, sound like you're clear over in Minnesota or somewhere.
I am, here. Star. Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyway, I had 8 points yesterday.
8 points. Good.
And my husband, I wanted to tell you, it's been a little struggle, but today he was having him have breakfast.
he's not used to it, you know, and it's like, oh, that's too much, you know, and he didn't want me to worry about it, but, you know, anyway, this morning he did go, he had Kenzen, the Body Balance, with soy milk and a banana before he went to work. He had 2 scoops of that, so it was a total 4 blocks and sunflower seeds.
Uh-huh.
So he, I haven't talked to him, but he drank it all. It's all gone. So he's been trying to take something to work, and then he doesn't get back to his desk until 9 o'clock, and then he eats lunch at 11, and it's like, he's not hungry for lunch. Anyway, so we're working on that. And
well, good. Making some progress there. I didn't know you had a starving husband.
Men don't like change.
No. And, I, you know, I kind of lay back on it. You know, it's like, do you want to follow the lifestyle? Do you want to eat that zone for supper, you know? He's like, yeah, okay, then this is what you have to eat. And he would eat, like, his protein, you know, he'd eat that, and then a couple hours later he'd have his carb part, you know, at work. You know, you got to have equal amounts at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
You eat together. You can,
yeah.
You can spread out the 4 blocks, but you're supposed to do the protein carbs together.
Right.
So, okay, well, good going. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, if anyone tell me, was on Friday, can tell me, did you use the book?
You're on page 138.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Did you do the call on Friday?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. 138?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got too many markers in here. So, for vitamin E?
Yeah, wow. Right at the top.
Hmm?
Right at the top.
Right at the top with vitamin E. Wow.
Uh-huh.
I've taken now vitamin E forever. I just think it's really important. And we have vitamin E in our supplements. Why would we want vitamin E? It says it's simply impossible to obtain adequate amounts of vitamin E through the diet alone. As with fish oil, the data are compelling that increased supplementation with vitamin E will have a dramatic clinical effect on diseases ranging from heart disease to Alzheimer's and immune disorders. The primary benefit of vitamin E is the destruction of fat-soluble free radicals. And so vitamin E, it goes in there, and here comes the Pac-Man free radical destroying your cells. I just listened to, what was I listening to in the car, talking about how these free radicals destroy our cells and how they mutate them and how they pop them. But the worst thing is making them cancerous. And then they destroy the part of the cell that causes it to die. And if the cell never dies, and the other thing it does at the same time is cause it to start dividing, multiplying, and then they have a tumor. And so then when you have these antioxidants, a big one of which is vitamin E, they come in and destroy these free radicals so that that doesn't occur, and actually get in and repair the cell so that it starts acting correctly and destroys those mutant cells. It's amazing. It just made me want to have the whole jug of Fiaga in one big drink so that I have lots and lots of antioxidants. So vitamin E is a really important one. Anyone else want to tell us about vitamin E?
Ruth, are you taking extra vitamin E or just what is in our nutritionals?
I do still take extra vitamin E.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thanks.
From my previous company, I still take that. But I think that taking them together is very helpful. And the Siaga, I think is the best thing that we can possibly eat. And I'm eating greens more often too. Get as many antioxidants. We want to have about as many antioxidants as we can get. Just stay really, really healthy. Vitamin E also, I don't remember exactly how, also gives you more oxygen to your system. So, has anything, no one else has anything to add. Anybody have anything else to add? Question? About the end of our time here. So, okay. Go out there and get a 10 today. I got one of the rare 10s yesterday on a Sunday. I made a plan and I followed my plan and got my 10 on a Sunday. So that was not one that I have gotten a 10 on Sunday very often. So make that plan, follow the plan, and get those 10s, because that's the way to stay really healthy and develop the healthy habits. So all you guys have a great day today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay.